need Sasuke Uchiha X Femme OC or Reader Rex fast. It's so hard to find good Sasuke fanfics. I've only ever found one on Wattpad, and the author takes time to update it. So I need help ASAP. I don't know if y'all kin Sasuke, but I do.
Welcome back to Shred It. I'm your host, Reborn Pyro. With us, as always, we have our wonderful co-host, Kai the Kitty Lewis, and Lumia Stargazer.
Ooh.
Today, we also have a special guest, a person who's been a fan of the show since day one and was there on its inception. Give it up for Sour Lemon.
Yes, hello, I'm Sour Lemon. I'm here because Reborn looked at his emergency guest list and was like, huh, none of these people are available. So then he looked at his Discord friends list and was like, huh, none of these people are available, except for Sour Lemon. I should ask him.
Today we're shredding r/fanfiction. We have all selected some posts that have not discussed it before, and so let's just jump into it. What you got for me today, Lumia?
Oh, me? I can go first. Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
Unreadable? It's come to my attention that a few readers out of the great majority of my readers have been through my fic, Unreadable. In spite of my best efforts to bring three worlds together, it's baseless assumption that this few and flawless instead of enjoyable. And the story is meant to be, today, I had five new follows. And the first review, deeming my story unreadable after posting the newest chapter days ago, what should I do?
Does this person not know what trolling is? They call their fic unreadable. Of course somebody's going to comment, lol, can't read.
And this post was also unreadable.
Yeah,
I've read this maybe three you times, should. I still don't
maybe
know
you
what
should
the point
do something productive with your life instead of writing fan fiction, because evidently you aren't good at writing in the first place. If it's unreadable,
I don't even know what it's about. I'm just concerned.
Yeah, this is a The problem is this paragraph is a run on sentence.
Oh yeah,
it is. It is a single sentence.
Yeah, it's just
this
one question.
Also fucking unreadable. What the
shit?
It's because they're just ignoring what they were trying to say.
They're just ignoring punctuation.
They had one job. They had one job on Reddit.
Maybe they called their post unreadable because the person wasn't trolling. They just couldn't read it.
out of the great majority of readers has been my fic unreadable. So are you trying to say it's titled unreadable or
that is
unreadable?
That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm saying about they're probably just trolling. It's
out of the great majority
no,
of readers.
No, no, I think they're saying that their
has
readers
been
I think
my fic unreadable.
Dumb. Yeah, I think they're saying that the readers deemed that the fanfiction was unreadable, but the way they phrased it made no sense.
That so, a few readers has been my fic unreadable. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so this again, they
what
should,
the fuck? This
do
is terrible.
Their time, like
terrible.
Fucking, what?
No, I normally not awful. Bring post on to make fun of grammar, but tonight's that night.
What the
it's bad in a more remarkable way.
It really is
than normal like fucking grammar Nazi shit.
Yeah,
like it's.
No. Yeah. I wouldn't bring on a post that for like normal minor grammar Nazi things. I brought this on because this is just genuinely ununderstandable.
This
like
there's,
oh,
there's
as
a few
advertised.
Tiers. There's a few tiers. There's professional writer. There's hobbyist writer. There's amateur writer. And then there's fanfiction writer.
And then there's this.
And then there's this. Yes.
Like this is. You know, I know there was no standards for Reddit, but my standards for Reddit have just dropped massively after tonight. I thought I could read a post.
Even Reddit is typically better than this. This is just, what are you doing with your life? Did you even go to high school? Did you learn how to speak English ever?
Okay, it's the internet. So first off, half the people you're going to run into are literal children.
This is true.
People forget about this.
I don't know.
People forget. People forget about this.
I didn't get this post to discuss it, but I saw there was a post where somebody was like, "Oh, I saw that there was these fan fictions from the early 2000s." And it's like, "Whoa, what are these fan fictions that are even older than I am?" And I'm like, "What? Fucking child." Children are fan fiction writers.
Clearly. You could be 18 and born in 2002. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I get the feeling they were referencing anywhere up to like 2005.
I don't know. I just assume since this subreddit has a lot of smut that everyone here is of age, and that's where I'm gonna leave it.
That is fair
enough.
Either way, this was a post. I'll give it to Rain.
Oh fuck.
I have one here. Hey, remember when smuts were, when S-M-U-T-S were called limes and sour lemons?
Did you search sour lemon in the
No, this came up under controversial.
Well, that sounds about right.
Ha ha ha, sigh. Good times, am I right, gamers? Good times.
I love how almost all of you
pointing out that I made you feel old.
I've never heard the term limes and lemons.
It's limes and sour lemons.
I would like to clarify for the audience, the naming convention is purely coincidental. Has nothing to do with fanfiction.
So lemon,
please,
how are you even a fanfic writer for? What did you write fanfic for?
Never.
That's a smart answer. That's a very smart answer.
What's
sir.
Your favorite fanfic?
Very good.
No comment.
Good choice.
In part because I might have been like 13 when I was reading some amount of fan fiction, and not only did I not have good judge of quality, but also because I wouldn't remember any that particularly stood out to me.
I did read fan fiction around the time that you created your name. How interesting.
No, I fucking whatever. There is one that stands out to memory though that was pornographic, and it was funny because it was pornographic. But
okay,
let's ignore that.
Okay. No, I'm a firm believer in the fan fiction reading meta of just having like a couple people who like read a bunch of bullshit and then they'll just like give you the couple good things. That's what I do. I got my sister and my roommate. They'll just come over and be like, yo, this Harry Potter fan fiction though. And I'm like, yo, sure.
What's that one Harry Potter fan fiction everybody fucking makes fun of? Because
My Immortal. Yeah.
Yeah, My Immortal. Yeah.
All right. Who's going next then?
All right, I'm passing it to Lemon.
Oh boy, here we go. Accidentally saying a character's name out loud. I just accidentally called my dog in real life by a main character's name for my fanfic. I did the same thing a while ago with the same character, but it wasn't my dog I called. I don't remember who it was. That's how you know fanfiction is taking over your life. Like, what the hell was that, Brain? But it gets better.
I do have to add one thing. What do they say about white women and dogs?
Wow.
She called her dog by the main character of her fan fiction name.
Oh my god.
I shouldn't say the username, should I? But it does get better from one of the comments. Not to be that person, but I had this happen with a partner in bed after having spent the previous week writing some very emotionally charged, smut-inclusive romance for a certain character. They'd been on my mind the whole freaking week, so sue me.
Maybe I should for being a fucking idiot.
imagine you're having sex with a girl, and she looks at you and says, "Oh, do it harder, Harry Potter."
Hell yeah. Kinky.
Yes.
Yes.
You just look at her, you're like, "Do you need me to like buy some round glasses? Is that what's happening? Is that what you're telling me?
Crying cat and see no evil monkey.
You want me to dress up beforehand? I
wish I was the see no evil monkey because then I wouldn't have to read this shit.
Ooh. This subreddit fucking sucks, as usual. There's nothing else to say. It's the same every week. It's
there have been subreddits that are worse than this.
It's just some... Here's just some random pathetic bullshit. All right, sorry for posting again, but I wanted to thank you all. I just followed some advice given to me on the subreddit, and the hits are doing better. Same for the kudos. I know it might seem like, oh, don't get too happy too quickly, but I just wanted to post while being under a state of satisfaction, because I am very in tune with my emotions. It means that I changed my I changed mood a lot. XD. Anyway, I wanted to thank you a lot from the bottom of my heart. Fucking shut the fuck up, you fucking psychotic fucking bitch. Fucking.
Oh my god.
I love how they say they're very in tune with their emotions, which is a thing. It's called emotional intelligence, and it's when you're frustrated and you realize that you're frustrated so you can calm yourself down. It doesn't mean you're fucking bipolar.
It doesn't mean you really go into feeling frustrated when you feel frustrated. That's not what that means. That's the opposite. You fucking And what does this have to do with fan fiction? I don't know either.
I mean, writers are very emotional people as opposed to logical people. So naturally, you have to be able to change your mood a lot in order to write fan fiction.
Just hide the tag on this post, and this could have come from anywhere.
Yes. I would like to point out, no, I'm not a writer, I'm not a good writer, but I do have to write somewhat frequently, although it's not like fiction, and they're just bad at it. It's really irritating when you see people celebrating fucking nothing at all, especially when it's so irredeemable.
I find it really funny that of all subreddits to have like extraordinarily bad grammar and punctuation, it was the fan fiction subreddit.
All right, Kai, who are you throwing it to?
Lumia.
Hey, it's me. Lumia.
Do the thing.
Do the thing. Oh, okay. This was a interesting read. What is underage?
It depends on where you live, right?
Before I begin this discussion, I will say I don't like the information of that I'm writing below. I'm not advocating for underage situations. However, in the year 2000 in Tennessee, 3-year-old girls were married off to men who were 24, 25, and 31. Minimum age laws are special situations in which a person can get married, typically requiring parental and judge approval. Other factors must be met, but I won't get into Tennessee's minimum age law change in 2018. Massachusetts currently doesn't have a minimum age law. In the absence of tradition, minimum age is 12 for girls and 14 for boys. What the fuck?
Now, should this be put on a political subreddit about laws that should be changed? Yes.
Why is it on the subreddit? Yeah. Concerning implications.
Yeah, again, why is this here, though?
I get the feeling it's about to be mentioned. Why?
I have half it left. I felt extremely nauseous when I read that. Some states have 16 as a minimum age. If that's the case, we could have Izuku Midoriya and his classmates marrying or engaging in relationship with older characters. Which means...
Yeah, they're in Japan, you stupid fuck. You stupid fuck. You're an idiot. This man's an idiot.
They are. Which means the topic of underage relationships, therefore, both ambiguous in real life and in fan fiction.
That's the overtone of all of like anything. That's part of it. Is that they're considered like, is why it's always like 14 and up. Is they are of age of a certain extent. That's why you fucking.
Did this person
ingrates.
Just realize this?
Yes, like, that's the point of this post.
What is wrong with them?
And can be as confusing to fanfic writers. Age laws vary not from country to country, but from state to state. As such, a person could reasonably post requesting a fanfic and not know they are breaking the law.
What
the fuck?
Or just here's an idea.
stop writing sex into every single fucking story that exists.
I don't care
they
about
don't
that.
Have
but,
liter- sex
but literally,
they
who
don't
cares?
Need them.
Literally, who cares?
I don't really care if they if fanfiction's written to have sex or not. That I don't care what they put in their fanfictions.
Who? Yeah, it's like, who cares?
Yeah, it's like, well,
the only time I care is if it's like, so say like Harry Potter, right? And they're basing it off Daniel Radcliffe from the movies, where he's like a 13-year-old boy in real life, and they're writing smutty fan fiction about him. That's where I have a huge problem with, right?
True.
Like, if
I have
a
problem
a
with
fiction,
the mindset that you would write that in, I don't have a problem with the content itself. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like my issue is that this person is like obsessing over that. Like, that is concerning. That is
is that classic memed line of "don't like it, don't read it."
I think
that applies. If you're a fucking idiot and don't realize that different people and different sovereign governments have different ideas of what counts as of age, then
luckily this is fan fiction, so there's no way any judge in hell anywhere would give a flying fuck at all, or that it would even come to anyone's attention. So for something as small as like writing like an erotic scene with like a character from My Hero Academia, like, let's be real, no one's gonna give a shit ever.
But you might actually be wrong, because I remember hearing something about like a Power Rangers fan fiction that got shit in Australia for being not kosher.
Okay, there are some countries where
doing weird shit.
Ashley
had to read that. Shout out to the Tone Ken episode.
Oh my god, you're right.
What is underage? This person's brain. That is what is underage.
Ooh woo.
It's weird. They've got the body of a 50-year-old man, but they have the brain of a toddler. How does this happen?
It's the opposite of what I wanted.
All right, Lumio, who are you throwing it to, Chief?
I'm going to throw it to Kai.
Ooh, woo. All right, this person's just got, like, rainbows and sunshine blasting out of their ass. And you know, I like the vibe. You've done a good job today. You've gotten enough done. Under the tag, celebrate. You thought of you did great today. You thought of a story, nurtured a plot bunny that's been hopping around your mind for a while. Maybe you even opened up a document and began ruminating on how to begin, either by outlining or simply fantasizing in your mind how the story will go. And if you got that far, perhaps you even wrote something down, making the start of what will certainly be an incredible story. See, you think it's, like, sarcastic, but at no point does the shoe drop. It's just played straight the whole way. Whatever it is that you did today, you did a great job at it. Sure, maybe it isn't as much as you wanted to get done, and perhaps you feel like there's more you can do, but you got something done today, and that's what matters the most. Be proud of yourself and the little things that get accomplished, because without them, the bigger picture, or in this case, the bigger story, wouldn't exist. More importantly, remember that this is your hobby. It's something that you're supposed to enjoy. So enjoy the little pieces as much as you enjoy the final piece. Honestly, I'm writing this for myself. Well, of course. Because sometimes I feel like I can get more done, even though my mind just isn't into it for the day. I think that more people should hear this, though, especially if they're beating themselves up about not being able to progress at a pace they're happy with, or turn their thoughts into words. You can do this. You got this. One step at a time, before you know it, something incredible will be looking back at you from the paper or the screen. Enjoy the steps along the way.
Where is their book that they're selling? Where's their self-help book?
They should not be writing fan fiction. They should be selling positivity courses. They should be doing Life Channel shit.
It's a good positivity post.
You are the best. You can do this. Yeah. You
like this is
like
just
shit.
This. I am down for this energy right here.
I love it. I like positivity posts. I'm gonna send you love and hugs, and I'll be like, you can do it, bitch.
You can do it. All right, Kai, who you throwing this to?
You know what I really enjoy? What I really enjoy about this post is, by this post definition, I am a writer. because I have thought of stories before and sometimes like go into detail about the stories, and apparently that's enough. Apparently that's all it takes.
Well, all you right, see, boys. I'm an author. One day. All I do is like go on the internet and I text my friends, say, "Hey, what if we have a story about this?" And wow, boom, I'm an author. I could say that now. You know, if you want to be a doctor, all you have to do is make something up in the medical field, and you just have to vocalize it, and bam, you're a doctor. You know,
upload a 20-page booklet. All the pages are blank. Buy 100 of them yourself. Put it in a very niche topic for something specific, and just make sure you have enough pre-orders. And congratulations, you're an Amazon bestseller. Woohoo, we did it.
Oh my god, you just reminded me of the time.
And now you are forever an Amazon best-selling author. Shout out to Mike Winnett, that guy fucking rules.
You reminded me of the time in high school where I had a bunch of friends, and unfortunately, and fortunately, I wasn't involved, but they had a massive Google Doc where anybody who was shared with was able to write a haiku inside. And so over the course of a semester or two, over the course of a year, it gradually accumulated enough haikus to be able to be compiled into a book. And they sold that book on Amazon for like a dollar or two or something like that. But this inevitably got the attention of the staff of the school, because there were some people who contributed haikus that were hateful in speech towards actual individuals, actual teachers and things. And it became like a whole news story in the area. And
if you didn't moderate some of the messages, that you might have needed to censor out some of those.
Isn't that the plot to the movie Mean Girls?
I don't know. I haven't seen Mean Girls, but I think I'm gonna dox my own high school. But if you look up Super Team Haiku, then you might come across this. It's fucking funny. Even people who had it shared but didn't contribute anything at all got called down to the principal's office, like my girlfriend at the time.
Oh my fucking god.
That was a trip. And because I didn't have it shared with me, I just remember there was, like, everybody, this being a big deal happening around me, since I knew the people who started it. And I'm just sitting here in the background like, what the fuck is going on?
All right. Let's not be getting into the old back in my day kind of shit.
Yeah, you're going to throw it too.
In my high school, we performed alchemy.
Yes. Based.
Okay, so I have an interesting one. You ex shippers will be sorry when you catch up and see what's coming next.
Bruh.
Lol, I won't. I don't care. One character could kill the other and I'd still ship them. Fix it, fixin' enemies, lovers. Here we go. So this person's basically admitting that they write fan fiction before reading the entire story. They don't know what they're writing about. They're just writing it because they saw two sentences in and was like, oh my god.
They saw one character design, and they saw another character design, and it's like, wow, these two both have candy-colored hair. That means they must be perfect for each other.
You know, a lot of fan fiction is badly written, and it doesn't actually do the characters justice a lot of times. So, and I wonder if that's because this is a common attitude. Like, it's just a common attitude among fan fiction writers to not actually read the work. But let's move on. Like, one betrays the other? Fine. Let's write about them overcoming that. Let's delve into emotional depths that canon couldn't give to the original character.
What?
The character marries a different character? Divorce. That's fixable. Don't worry. Okay, better yet, AUs. Alternate universes. No one even needs canon.
Hell,
this event could happen in the alternate universe.
Fucking honestly, death of the author. Fuck this canon shit. I mean, if you're gonna do fan fiction, fuck it, right? Like, let's be real.
Who cares about themes and the probably complex reasons why they would have for betrayal or conflict with one another?
Fuck
Let's just ignore them.
It's our own story.
They should fuck each other. That's clearly the best option.
Yes.
Honestly, yes. Who are you really benefiting when you say that? It's pointless. Get over the fact that someone ships something different. It's all fictional in the end. How does this ship hurt you? Answer, it doesn't. The ship shouldn't affect anyone. So before I read the final sentence, I want to say this post was good to make fun of because it's really retarded. And then you get to the final sentence.
I think their ship is sinking.
Ship and let ship. I don't care if it's gross or pure or illegal.
Illegal.
Shall we bring up the person who was confused about whether or not what the age of legality is?
Remember, most of the Japanese anime fucking fix are gonna be perfectly fine.
Alright, Kai and Lumia don't have post, so I'll pass it to Lemon.
Sasuke X Osei reader, please. Guys, gals, and non-binary pals. I need Sasuke Uchiha X Femme OC or reader Rex fast. It's so hard to find good Sasuke fanfics. I've only ever found one on Wattpad, and the author takes time to update it. So I need help ASAP. I don't know if y'all kin Sasuke, but I do. I love unstable, morally gray, complex characters like him. I'm sure some of you can relate. I need a good fic at the least. If I have to specify, then one with a cool, complex OC, angst, and a bit of smut. Actually, if you have just smut racks, then give them to Lamau. You can see how desperate I am to find something good. I love angst. The whole enemies to lovers trope, too. I also don't mind dark and mature themes. I actually appreciate them a lot. This is my particular taste, personally. But if you know a good fanfic that doesn't tick my boxes, that's fine. Still recommend it to me. I just give me any good Sasuke fanfic at this point. Any website will work. Just mention where to read it. P.S. The only thing that you should completely avoid recommending me is one with bad grammar and shallow characters. Ciao, heart!
Bro, that was so on point. That was so... You could have animated that whole thing and it would have been believable. Shit, dude. Bruh. I just couldn't interrupt because I just hate this person.
The best part is...
Bro, just read a book. If you're yeah, that hard up on stories, do you know how many great books and shit there are? How many, just internet stories. There's entire things that have nothing to do with fan fiction. They're their own stories. But they're like, yeah, I'll just write like a couple million words and just put it up on fucking, you know, notepad. Fucking just download the PDF. Like...
But you know the best part about...
There's things you can do, my friend. You do not have to stoop to such a level as to ask for Sasuke X Femme OC to beg for it on fucking Reddit. What the fuck?
You know, the best part about my reading of that, though, is that I had only read the first, couple sentences before I chose this post. So the rest of it, I just kind of read offhand just now.
Hell yeah.
If you're so desperate to find something good to read, just go to your local library and take any book off the shelf. It's going to be better than a fan fiction, even if it's a bad book. It's like I can see Sasuke descending from the heavens on top of me, and because I am the original character, and I am super angsty, and he reaches down to touch me, to stroke my supple abs. Yeah, no thanks. Please go somewhere else.
Wait, does the woman have abs in this situation? Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, that's right. She's a fucking lady. Why
would she be in the Sasuke? It's femme OC, sir.
I forgot about the femme part. I just
I mean that
I just made it. So femme OC,
she is also ripped. Got it.
Yes.
Is it, we're painting a picture. A little nipple twist, you woo.
A little nipple twisty. All right,
I'm just right, going back to
back a
to
little nippy twisty action.
No, all right, nippy twisty.
A little nippy twisty.
I'm just going to take the next post.
I hope Noni keeps at least some of my wild fantasies.
Poor Noni.
Because that's the kind of mindset that these fan fiction writers have.
Okay, so because Lemon still has a post left and he still needs to read the ABDL post, I'm going to take the next post. I'm going to pass it back to Lemon to finish up his third one and then back to do the ABDL post.
What does this title even mean, by the way?
Lack of Arrow Ace readers fix or non-romantic reader fix inserts in general. Does anyone else get pissed off when they find a good reader's insert fanfiction that looks so good and then it's completely ruined because they focus on romance instead of plot? This person is mad.
I thought that was the point. I thought that was the point of the reader insert. It's for the romance, not like actual fucking plot. No, they if you want actual plot, these people would be writing fucking novels, not fan fiction.
Or they should just watch the actual show for the actual plot. Like, do they just want them to transcribe what happens in the show into a fan fiction? At that point, it's just a transcription. It's not a fan fiction.
Yeah.
There is so many reader fics that are inclusive towards the LGBT community, except for Arrow Ace people. It's like we don't exist. I've read every single Arrow Ace reader fic for fandoms I like on all sites that have fanfics. It's so infuriating.
What's fucking weird about fanfiction in general is self-insert characters, though. Because, again, at that point, why not just make your own novel? Like, I feel like if you're writing a fanfiction, then the point is to use the characters that already exist. And yet, most of fanfiction has OCs, self-inserts, yada yada yada.
I don't really care.
That's honestly. Just off. That's just yeah. Like it doesn't fucking matter. It's just a little weird to me. A little off topic.
We're all low key just bitching about general fanfiction tropes that we totally are not already familiar with by reading fanfiction.
All right, Lemon, go.
All right. I got one for particularly for you, Reborn. So, how to write the big O. What would be your tips on writing orgasms, both male and female? Thank you!
Hell yeah.
So I made sure, I don't know what this person meant by climax or waves or pleasure. Is it like you're just going to use those two lines? He released himself into his partner, whatever. But I made sure to include the comment that this person made. I really love describing the tension release of an orgasm. For my two latest smut fix, orgasm one, I'm coming! He squeezed his eyes shut. Giorno, I'm coming!
Oh,
and with
no.
That announcement, his body tensed up, his back arching like the string of a bow. Then suddenly he released, his head slumping forward as he exploded into his orgasm, groaning loudly, shamelessly, probably waking the whole building up. Mista fell on top of Giorno.
Mista! His, it's Mista!
Mista fell on top of Giorno, his sweaty face pressed against Giorno's cheek, his body going completely limp.
Giorno is 15, if you remember.
Orgasm 2. Giorno's mind exploded.
Giorno is a 15-year-old
boy. White hot pleasure, like lightning bolts right behind his eyes.
He's also and unbelievably he ripped and giant, but like, quietly. Yeah, he is 15.
So this is a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure fan fiction. No, well,
as soon as
Italian
he said Giorno, I'm like,
part.
Oh my god, it's a JoJo fic. Oh yeah,
and he came, and he came moaning quietly, thick, hot strands of cum pulsing all over his whole own hand, his stomach, all over Mista's bed. He closed his eyes as the orgasm surged through him, tidal waves at first, turning into ripples that slowly ebbed out, leaving every muscle of his body absolutely exhausted. Orgasm 3.
Ooh, woo.
I'm gonna come, Joe muttered, eyes squeezed shut, both hands now grasping Mista's hair. His thighs shook.
Wait, hold on. Mista wears a cap. Thing? Mista wears a cap the entire show. His hair wouldn't be there. What the fuck? Is this one of those people that didn't even see the series?
Maybe you're missing context from the rest of the fanfiction where he does, in fact, remove the hat, and this guy has his own headcanon as
yeah, this
what
is just
Mista's
the orgasm. There's
like.
Gonna be a lot of filler, sir.
Yeah.
His thighs shook, his eyes rolled back in their sockets, and he wanted to scream out his orgasm, but he suddenly remembered where they were, so he clasped one hand over his mouth, moaning quietly as pulled out of Mista's beautiful mouth, spilling his cum all over the tile floor. He stood with his dick in his hand, mind completely emptying, panting heavily, eyes fluttering. He felt disoriented. Like, he didn't really remember where he was.
I'm so, sorry, Noni, that you have to listen to this multiple times during the editing process.
So do we have some writing criticism for this person who suggested to another person as to how to write an orgasm?
I don't want to think about this at all. I just want to, you know, drink enough alcohol to erase my brain.
So how does this compare to the canonical chapter of SAO where Kirito and Asuna have sex?
So for those of you who are unaware, chapter 16.5 of Sword Art Online is very controversial. Because it is nothing, all it does is it describes how the main character plows the main waifu.
That's pretty poggers. I mean, it's pretty pog.
Like, at the end of it, the author wrote a very specific line that people love to quote and shitpost about. Kirito filled Asuna with 2 years worth of semen, which made a glopping noise as it flowed endlessly out of her vagina.
Two years worth of semen made a glopping noise as it flowed endlessly out of Asuna. Real? That's the line.
I hate you, Rain.
The fuck? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we need the cum custodians to clear up the semen onto the tile.
We just had to scrap an episode because we talked about cum too much in it. Can we not?
this episode is on r/fanfiction. You expected us to not talk about it?
I hate you all.
That's going to be all we have for today. The subreddit sucks as usual. Reddit sucks. I hate it. I hate all this. Fuck r/fanfiction and fuck Reddit in general. It's time to move on to the ABDO post of the week. Lemon.
Yes.
Do you like anime?
Yeah, I do. I do watch anime. All right.
Well, then I'm going to assume you like teen. If you don't die, we have a wonderful sponsor. DragonsTreasureTea.com or TheDragonsTreasure.com. I apologize. TheDragonsTreasure.com has wonderful anime teas. They have the tea that will pierce the heavens flavored Gurren Lagann tea.
No.
They have Harry Potter teas. They have every type of tea you want. They even have Tsundere secret tea.
Oh no, I'm still in fanfiction mode. All of this sounds like red flags to me.
Use code SHREDIT for 10% off checkout today. Thank you.
And if you like the video, don't forget to like and subscribe.
Yes, like and subscribe and leave a comment.
Tell us what subreddit to shred next.
Lemon, go with the ABDL post of the week.
Yeah, so I see that Reborn chose a somewhat good ABDL post for me, considering I take physics courses. So how much gravitational force is what they should have said, would be required to cause someone to unintentionally relieve themselves. This is a serious post. This is a serious post,
no,
guys.
Already a lie.
This is a serious post. Just want to make it clear.
This is a very serious post on Reddit.
Yeah. It's the most serious post I'll ever read on Reddit, yes. I figure here is as good as anywhere to ask. Today, it was reported that Bezos and his crew experienced 6 Gs on the Blue Origin flight. That is 6 times the gravitational force of Earth. And as we all know, NASA astronauts often wear maximum absorbency garments during launches. What we don't know, or at least I'm having a hard time finding information about, is whether astronauts wear diapers because of the length of time from takeoff to docking, or because the G-force causes involuntary relief. The urban legend has always been that it's the G-force, but I can't find any reporting or other reliable information about this.
So, physicists and space fanatics among us, how many G's would be needed to cause those MAGs to be put to use? So, the way that it would work is that the G-forces would be compressing your bladder and your other digestive organs so that it would force it to squeeze out. The problem with that being that the reason you are able to, not the ABDL, because they have other issues they worry about, but the reason normal human beings are able to hold themselves back from using the bathroom is because there are muscles surrounding their digestive system and their urinary tract and whatnot that literally closes them to prevent anything from flowing through. So I'm not an expert on.
It wouldn't it just make you want to go to the bathroom?
Yes, like, it would make you. It would make you want to go to the bathroom
like that.
But
that's
I get the feeling that.
How much water did you drink earlier today? Because it could be bad.
I get the feeling that the problem is more how much you are capable of holding yourself back in the presence of needing to go to the bathroom under those extreme G-forces. And if you can hold yourself back to the point of exploding, your bladder exploding.
Yeah, there are more important things to worry about here during a fucking flight launch.
True.
See, this is an ABDL person, so they're obsessed with diapers and they're obsessed with shitting themselves. So they're sitting here and said, how can I apply this to the latest news?
When you're experiencing 6 G's of force, you should be more concerned about staying conscious than whether or not you're going to use the bathroom. That's really what it is.
All right, that's going to be all we have for today. Thank you, Lemon, for coming on, and we will see you next week with a return to r/astrology.
Ooh, woo.
Oh boy, talking about fake pseudoscience, but that Pog everybody champ. Believes in for some reason. And
hell
is absolutely
yeah!
Asinine and retarded.
Jupiter rising sun. Am I right, gamers?